This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Playing matchmaker is all fun and games until someone ends up filing a restraining order.
Yeah, you know, that's the reality of the situation, right?
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. All right, Breezy, you got to give us an update, but for those who didn't hear the original story, let's backtrack and give the listeners, let's get them up to speed.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I were out to drinks with a friend of ours, and fairly new friend, and we were talking, and she's a lesbian, and she was like, I just, like, you know, looking, blah, blah, blah. And my girlfriend was three IPAs deep. I was like, I have someone for you.
She loves those craft beers.
She does. She does. And she's like, I have someone for you. And so, you know, God bless my girlfriend's soul. She's the sweetest thing, right? She's just trying to help. So she's like, finds the one other lesbian that she knows that is single. And she's like, this is going to work. So, kind of set that up behind the scenes. They start following each other on Instagram. They're texting, all of the things. And I was like, let's go on a double date, you know? And double date for a first date is a little strange.
A little bit, but people do it all the time.
It is what it is. Let's kind of feel out the situation. So originally it was supposed to be for like two weekends back. My girlfriend ends up getting COVID. So we reschedule it for this past Friday. And, you know, there were some vibes. The one thing that the girl said that my girlfriend was setting her up with, so the girl who didn't live here, was like, is she clingy? Is she crazy? Talking about our friend. Because I can't do that. I can't do clingy. Right. I can't do crazy.
Right.
And, I mean, we just met this girl, but we're like, she seems great. You know what I mean? Like, no qualms here. So she's like, okay, great. Let's give it a whirl. So...
But you were going to agree to all meet together on the first date.
As like, we all went out to dinner together. Yes.
Okay, so you go on this double date to dinner, and they're meeting for the first time in person.
Yeah, but they had been texting. Okay. And there was a little bit of clingy craziness from the girl who said, I can't do clingy and I can't do crazy.
Oh,
towards our friend.
She was the one that was giving those vibes.
Like, she would text, well, okay, I need names here. So let's call the one girl who lives here Ashley.
Okay, let me write this down so we can all keep track.
Yeah.
So Ashley lives
Ashley
here.
Ashley lives here. Ashley
okay.
lives close to me.
Okay.
And then Jessica
and
lives a couple towns over. Okay?
I wouldn't have called her Jessica.
Jessica's always my default name.
Yeah.
Always.
All right, we'll go with Jessica. I would have said LaFonda, but that's
right,
okay.
Right, of course.
So Ashley and Jessica
yes.
go on this double date.
So Jessica's like, I can't do crazy.
Okay.
And I'm like, Ashley's not crazy. But then Jessica ends up being crazy.
Okay, can't do crazy. Jessica can't do crazy, but Ashley ends up being crazy.
No, Jessica's crazy.
Jessica is crazy and Ashley can't do crazy.
Ashley's like, okay, well, you said you didn't want crazy, but here you are being crazy.
Okay, so there she goes being crazy.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. Everything's fine. Maybe it'll be different in person. You know what I mean? Maybe
sure.
we'll all just like vibe out. So we go out to dinner and it's fine. It's just...
I love the raving review.
I know. We were talking about some other lesbian friends of ours, and Jessica, the one who doesn't live here, was like, who's that? Who's this? Who's this person? I'm not going to name more names because I don't want to confuse anybody. But so she acts like she has no idea who these people are. She's like, I don't know anyone here. I'm not from around here. Blah, 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 blah. So we go on the date. Everything's fine. And Ashley's like, hey, it was fun. She's texting me. Like, we're all at the table. She's like, I'm just not, like, feeling it, you know?
Oh, she's not feeling it on the first date.
That's okay. We'll drop her off. No worries.
We'll drop her off in a ditch.
So we drop her off at her car because we all meet at a bar, a mutual bar.
And this girl didn't come with you.
Very close to our house. The four of us met for a drink before.
Got it.
So we drop her off at her car, and she knew where I lived, and she knew that Ashley lived the street over.
Right.
So all of a sudden, we drop her off. She's pissed because Jessica didn't get to say goodbye to Ashley.
Correct.
Like, alone, without us. Like, didn't get a chance to say, like,
right, that's a problem.
Let's hang out again. Mm-hmm. Like, suss out the vibes. So we drop Jessica off, and we bring Ashley home. All of a sudden, Ashley goes inside to grab her dog.
Right.
Her dog comes running out. We have the dog. She's like, I'm going to grab you guys some water. Okay, great. We're sitting on Ashley's porch. Like, Jessica's driving by.
Uh-oh. Okay, so we have a drive-byer, which is Jessica. So Jessica's doing the drive-by past Ashley's house.
Texting Ashley.
While doing the drive-by.
Where are you? I wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, no.
I can't drive back to insert town far away.
Why?
Like, she just wanted to, she didn't want to go back an hour away.
Yeah.
Before she said goodbye.
Right.
Like, I'd love to hang out further.
Because she didn't get a chance to say goodbye, just the two of them.
She didn't get a chance to just have some, like, one-on-one time. Which I get, but, like, also speak up. Like, you have a voice. You're not Ariel. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Ariel.
I'm like, what's going on here? So, we're sitting, and she's like, it's not the vibe. All of a sudden, she drives by again. We're ducking on the porch.
Oh, no, Jessica.
Jessica's going nutty.
This is not the vibe on the first date.
Then.
And by the way, is Ashley, is she aware of this at all?
Or? She knows we're all ducking on her porch.
Oh, no.
She drives by once with just my girlfriend and I. Doesn't see us because we dive into a bush. She drives by again. The three of us are on the porch. We duck. She drives by a third time.
What is she
again,
doing?
Again, she doesn't know where she lives. She just knows she lives on this general street.
Right.
She's driving around looking before she makes her hour trek home. And I'm just
And what was the goal here? Let's say she did find her. Let's say she's sitting comfortably outside on her porch reading a nice novel. Then what?
Hey, fancy to see you here. I think she wanted to see her. I think she wanted to come across her walking her dog, because that's what she said. She's like, I have to take my dog out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Which we did take the dog out, but it was just bizarre, okay? So stick with me.
Oh, God, there's
so
more.
So now we're turned off. We're all turned off. We're all just kind of like, this is crazy. Like, you said Jessica said she couldn't do crazy, and here's Jessica doing drive-bys.
Right, Jessica can't do crazy, but Jessica is the crazy one.
They always say they can't do crazy, and then they're the crazy one.
Right.
So, do you remember just 5 minutes ago I said we were naming all a bunch of our other lesbian friends in Rochester? And she said, I don't know them. We go to a lesbian soiree on Sunday for one of our friends' birthdays. And we're telling them the story. And the two people that we mentioned to Jessica,
who says she doesn't know
who
them,
said, I have no idea. They reveal to us that Jessica has slid into not one, but two of their DMs.
Say what?
She's like, I don't know who these people are. I'm not from here.
Oh, Jessica's taking a grave.
She shot her shot with not one, not two, but three Rochester lesbians who are all friends with each other.
Right. People talk.
Like,
it's a small circle.
We're all friends. What? So then,
did you bring this?
So we're all talking about it together. Ashley's there.
Oh, so I was going to ask, does Ashley know?
Ashley was fully at the party.
Okay, so Ashley's at the party.
Ashley sends a message to Jessica, and she's like,
sends a message.
Hey, queen, like, it's a wrap. Like,
okay, we're done here.
I just don't do liars. I felt like you lied to me. I felt like you were being really deceiving. Like, you drove by my house. Like, what? Jessica proceeds to send a 4.5-minute voice note saying, I feel like I have to give context.
Oh, she's panicking.
I'm just a brutally honest person. No, you weren't, because you lied. You said you didn't know any of these people, and you've been having multiple chats with them on the side. So she just hits the literal panic button. Now she's sending voice memos to my girlfriend.
Oh, she's sending voice
memos. The string board. Show the camera. Show the camera.
I'm trying to keep track of this whole entire story.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay, so go ahead.
She's like, I don't really care that much. Proceeds to send a 4.5-minute voice memo. Yet you do care if you're going out of your way. And she's like, I'm going to try not to ramble. Rambles for 5 minutes.
Right.
About nothing. And she starts out the voice. I would play it, but I don't want to get sued. She starts out the voice message by saying, I don't expect you to listen to this, but proceeds to talk for like 5 minutes. So our days, my girlfriend and I's days of playing matchmaker.
It's over.
They're coming to a screeching halt.
Right.
The sun is setting.
And
my girlfriend is like, I feel so bad because I brought this person into our lives. You didn't know, sweetie. You had no idea.
You didn't know that Jessica was going to be a total Jessica. You didn't know that. And now
Jessica
goes,
I can't do crazy as Jessica's doing drive-bys.
Right.
Right. Of
right.
Course,
you guys got to be careful out there. Keep your eyes peeled, you know, for those Jessicas.
And all I have to say is I am so thankful I'm off these streets. You know what I mean? It's hard out there.
It really is tough in these streets when it comes to dating.
Oh.
I don't care what you're
saying.
It doesn't matter your sexual preference. We've done enough creepier cutes on this show.
No, I know. I think they both have their own issues. They're just very different niche issues.
All right, so
in a lesbian world, you have to worry about a Mets crossover.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Is the question. I have someone for Ashley.
Do you?
I think so.
I think Ashley doesn't trust any recommendations from here on out from us. And that's you included. Because you're an extension of me.
What if I dress up? I put a wig on and, I don't know, you make me look pretty. We'll go to Breezy's Braid Bar. I'll pretend to be a woman for one night and I'll set the tone just to get her spirits back up, take her on a phenomenal date, and then I'll be off.
I don't hate it.
You know?
I don't hate it. I'll be out at Figgy this weekend.
All right.
Come get your wig braided.
Look for the sexy brunette.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.